It's now widely accepted that stressful experiences, whether divorce or final exams or loneliness, have a negative effect on immune function. But this was a highly controversial notion at the time of Pennebaker's study. Building on his protocols, a team of researchers at the Ohio State University College of Medicine compared two groups of students who wrote either about a personal trauma or a superficial topic. Again, those who wrote about personal traumas had fewer visits to the Student Health Center, and their improved health correlated with improved immune function, as measured by the action of T lymphocytes, which are natural killer cells, and other immune markers in the blood. This effect was most obvious directly after the experiment, but it could still be detected 6 weeks later. Writing experiments from around the world, with grade school students, nursing home residents, medical students, maximum security prisoners, arthritis sufferers, new mothers, and rape victims, consistently show that writing about upsetting events improves physical and mental health. Another aspect of Pennebaker's studies caught my attention. When his subjects talked about intimate or difficult issues, they often changed their tone of voice and speaking style. The differences were so striking that Pennebaker wondered if he had mixed up his tapes. For example, one woman described her plans for the day in a childlike, high-pitched voice. But a few minutes later, when she described stealing $100 from an open cash register, both the volume and pitch of her voice became so much lower that she sounded like an entirely different person. Alterations in emotional states were also reflected in the subject's handwriting. As participants changed topics, they might move from cursive to block letters and back to cursive. There were also variations in the slant of the letters and in the pressure of their pens. Such changes are called switching in clinical practice, and we see them often in individuals with trauma histories. Patients activate distinctly different emotional and physiological states as they move from one topic to another. Switching manifests not only as remarkably different vocal patterns, but also in different facial expressions and body movements. Some patients even appear to change their personal identity from timid to forceful and aggressive, or from anxiously compliant to starkly seductive. When they write about their deepest fears, their handwriting often becomes more childlike and primitive. If patients who present in such dramatically different states are treated as fakes, or if they are told to stop showing their unpredictably annoying parts, they are likely to become mute. They probably will continue to seek help, but after they have been silenced, they will transmit their cries for help not by talking, but by acting, with suicide attempts, depression, and rage attacks. As we'll see in Chapter 17, they will improve only if both patient and therapist appreciate the roles that these different states have played in their survival.